Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ngubem. Today on Live Talk, we are talking about the significance of the unity agreement signed in 1987 between PF ZAPU and ZANU-PF. But first, in Turkey, the assault of a referee in a major professional soccer match drew international condemnation and the unprecedented suspension of all league games. It also put a focus on the wider spectra of violence against professionals in Turkish society, which critics blame on populist politics and a deepening political divide. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
After a week-long suspension, Turkish soccer supporters returned to the stadiums. The unprecedented ban resulted from a referee being punched and then kicked on the ground by senior club officials of a major league team. Halil Umutmeler, who often referees international games, was hospitalized. The incident drew worldwide condemnation. But the assault also brought into focus the growing violence faced by many public professionals in Turkey. Medical staff have been protesting for more than a year over the increasing violence. The Physicians Association says there has been a 600% rise in violent attacks over the past decade. Sumbele, who only wants to be identified by her first name, is a nurse at an Istanbul hospital.
There is a violence in the health sectors that increases day by day. There are no criminal charges against perpetrators, and we're beaten every day.
Schools, too, are witnessing a surge in violence against staff, according to unions. Some analysts blame the years of populist politics of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his AK party, whose voting base is poor and religiously conservative. Erdogan often accuses the educational elite of undermining his rule.
What Erdogan and AK Party, Justice and Development, was propagating is that they are representing the real people. So they're coming from the grassroots and they're representing the true native culture of Turkey. Then you have the opposition, who are the traitors, the elite, the people who are to be castigated. And you have a minority which can be just bashed, just stepped upon.
Erdogan's government rejects such criticism, saying they've introduced legal protection for doctors and other professionals. But critics say those measures aren't being enforced. With the country facing growing economic woes which are impacting services, professional groups claim they are becoming the scapegoats for growing public anger.
They don't see the real reason for their problems and target the health professionals instead of the system. So violence escalated. The frustration, unfortunately, just was reflected towards health professionals instead of the government.
Analysts say the beating of Meler, one of Turkey's high-profile referees, has become a symbol of the dangers faced by many professionals who serve the Turkish public. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The UN says that Malawi is home to tens of thousands of refugees fleeing conflict in Africa's Great Lakes region. However, human rights groups say some are being rounded up and moved against their will. Chimwemwe Padatha has more from Lilongwe in Malawi.
Tusaid Farini has been living in Malawi's Zaliga refugee camp for 10 years after fleeing unrest in his home country, the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Because I was working as a human rights defender, and in a country called the Democratic Republic of Congo, you can just see democracy is only through the name, but it's not in reality. So, yeah, that's why we decided to leave the country.
The Zareka refugee camp, originally built to hold 12,000 people, is home to over 50,000 refugees and asylum seekers, mostly from the DRC, Burundi, and Rwanda. An estimated 8,000 have settled in the country's rural and urban areas, and most are well integrated into communities, the UN says. In March, Malawi ordered them to return to the camp, and in May, authorities forcibly relocated about 900 of these refugees to Dzaliga, an exercise human rights bodies say was a violation of their rights. Refugees say they were beaten and their children were exposed to harsh conditions, including imprisonment, during the forced relocation. Now, refugees and advocacy groups such as FGK Umuza Foundation and others sent a letter in October seeking recourse at the International Criminal Court, or ICC. Machona Piri is the liaison officer for Inua Advocacy.
As at 5th September of this year, we had submitted 36 cases to the ICC, and these cases included issues of gang rape, issues of extortion and bribery by suspected police officers.
The ICC has yet to respond to the October letter by the refugees and their representatives. In the meantime, the Malawi Human Rights Commission has asked law enforcement agencies to investigate the allegations, says Peter Jisi, the Commission's Director of Civil and Political Rights.
Law enforcement agencies have been accused of stealing money as well as property from the refugees. There have also been allegations of violations of children's rights, especially, for instance, where children were detained with adults in prison. There are also some allegations that some women have been sexually abused and so on and so forth.
Jisi said these abuses happened in May during the forced relocations. But Malawi Minister of Information Moses Kunkuyu says that the government imposed the relocation according to the law and is committed to protecting the rights of refugees and asylum seekers.
The process was communicated that we would want to make sure that in line with international protocols, those that are called refugees, they must really be accorded the status of refugee.
The African Commission on Human and People's Rights says Malawi has regressed in the protection of refugee rights since the government issued a similar 2021 directive for refugees residing outside Dzaliga camp. Chimwe Barata, VOA News, Lilongwe, Malawi.
Back to our topic of the day. Today marks 36 years since the signing of a historic political agreement between PF ZAPU and ZANU-PF, once led by the late Father Zimbabwe Joshua Nkomo and the late President Robert Mugabe. The unity agreement, which was praised by mostly ZANU-PF activists, was signed following the massacre of an estimated 20,000 innocent civilians in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces by the North Korean 5th Brigade. According to the Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace and other organizations, has the unity agreement changed anything in Zimbabwe? Let's take a look at all this after the break. Please stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are talking about the impact of the 1987 Unity Accord signed by PF ZAPU and ZANU-PF. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Makandiwa Dube from the ZIPRA Veterans Association and Mr. Masimba Mawaza of ZANU-PF, as well as Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of Triple C. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Welcome, Mube. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And to kick this off, we will start with you, Mr. Mawaza. What is the significance of the Unity Accord or the Unity Day celebrated on the 22nd of December now?
Zimbabwe is celebrating the 36th anniversary of our Unity Day since it was signed into an agreement between the Zimbabweans wearing parties, which were on each other's throat. This, we are referring to ZANU, ZAPU, and some other particular parties. But if you look at the Unity Accord, it was signed after a very bitter civil war, which had caused a lot of bloodshed, which was actually plunging the country into a serious turmoil. As you have noticed, in many countries which have been had liberation forces, there have been serious wars, serious tribal wars, divisions which have been caused. But Zimbabwe had managed to come together, put those parties together and unite. The name ZANU-PF came after the unity of ZAPU and ZANU. And that unity, the presence of ZANU-PF today represents the unity Zimbabwe has been enjoying. So yes, indeed, this is a very significant day, a day which brings peace to Zimbabwe, where we remind each other that we might have different political opinions, but we are the same people. We are Zimbabweans. We belong to the same country. And together, as Zimbabweans, we can make our country go on. Yes, some people might have been objecting to say they don't see anything which is close to unity. Zimbabwe is fully united. If you don't believe that we are united, look at other countries like DRC, look at Somalia, look at Eritrea. You realize that there are countries who are at war now against each other. And the countries which are at war against its own citizens and citizens against its own citizens. But this, we have jumped past that. And because of that signature, we would actually want to thank the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo and the late President Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe for coming together and putting aside their differences, putting aside their pride and ego, and come up with one united country, which is called Zimbabwe. And therefore, it is a very important day and is a very important event that we have come together and we have gone against all odds. When people expected us to fight, we are here, we are together. And we say again to them, thank you. And all other heroes who are still alive today, those who fought in ZIPRA, ZANLA, and different forces, even the RIF, we are now united as one country. We've got our problems, we face them together. And thank you so much for today, because it is our day and the day of unity.
Thank you, Mr. Mawaza. Fortunately, on the line, we also have someone who was who went to war under ZIPRA. Ye, Baba Dube, liyamuzwa lapho ukuthi uthini ubaba uMawaza. Lingangena laphana lisiphe umbono wenu.
Ngiyabonga baba. Mina engizafuna ukuthi lami ngimzile. Ukumuzwa ubaba ngiyamuzwa, uRighty kuyo yonke inkulumo yakhe. Ngoba laye indlela abona ngayo yena engxenye ayikhona isiza. Mina ngizafuna ukukutsho ukuthi uhlupho ngisoze ngikufake ngesilungu, ngoba abantu bafunda isilungu lapha ekhaya befundela ukuthi babe ngama-professionals, kodwa befundela ukuyadinga umsebenzi. Mina ngikukhangaleleyo ukuthi umuntu oyi-professional kumele afundele uku-create umsebenzi. So that in Gukang and Lugin, the one going on Gukang and Lugu, Kuza with Sugana, over Kulama policy, ascertained, sir, in any political party. Over Woody, Nina, Elang, a Pansuayo, Zipra, Yale, policy, Ayo, Uvakuluma, Elai, Ukuluma, Kagule policy. Into lazy, our service was the Chinese. Agula Okanya Funuguma Ubuti Agulande, the policy Yaloana, Pagatuali into La Pavit. Nova, Nasa Gulande into Abantu. Let me see the Nago Handelana Zitra or into one call. Zitra. Yalwela bantu. Kula bantu abalungisa into yolimi. Ukuthi ulimo lunje kumele lube yilo lunje. Kanti eZimbabwe sizingine eziningi. Uma tebelele ndiyodwa ile ndima eziningi, mina ngilikalanga kodwa ungathola ukuthi omunye umuntu angafuni ukungivictimize ukuthi ngoba ngiwematebeleleni. Intole izazilunge kungalandelwa indlela yabantu. Kuphela baba.
Indlela yabantu yiphi lapha Dube?
Indlela yabantu ngizaxoxa ngokuthi kube kwaba neminyaka eZimbabwe konapha noma ngeke ngakuqambela ukuthi yiphi iminyaka okwathenga izimoto zagcwala ilizwe zibhalwe Copac. Abantu besitsho ukuthi thina sifuna ukukhokhelwa kanje. But eZimbabwe lapho uzathola ukuthi kulabantu abathi siyabusa umkhokheli kabusi umuntu obusa yinkosi. Angithembi ukuthi mina kwawama ama-training ngake ngahlangana lo mbusi, ngahlangana lokuthi kulabakhokheli abakhokheli babantu abazathunywa ngabantu baphenduke bazotshela abantu ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo.
Ye, ngiyabonga Dube. Vamavaza, muri kuwanzwa vaDube kuti vari kuti chii nenyaya yeUnity Day. Vanenge vasiri kufara apo nezuva iri. Munoti chii nezvavari kutaura?
VaDube, ndiri kuwanzwa matauro avari kuita. Ekutanga kana tiri kutaura nenyaya yeUnity Day, hatisi kutaura nenyaya yekuti vanhu vese vari kugutsikana here. Unity Day haisi Independence Day. Unity Day izuva ratakauya pamwe chete tichibvisa kurwisana pachezvedu, tichibvisa hondo yataka tichirwisana against each other. Saka so far, Unity Day has not failed. Takwanisa kurarama tiri paunit. ZANU-PF, it's a combination of both Zandla forces and Zipra forces. Kutongwa kwenyika kune vanhu vanofadzwa nevanotsamiswa. Hatikwanise kufadza vanhu vese, asi tiri kuti isusu this day harireve kuti munhu wese ari kufara, asi inoreva kuti vatungamiriri vedu vari kuedza nepaanogona kuti tese tigofara tiri murunyararo. MuZimbabwe mune runyararo kupfuura dzimwe nyika dzakavakidzana nesu, kupfuura muMozambique, kupfuura muSouth Africa, kupfuura dzimwe nyika dzavari kupfuurana nekubatana makona every day. Saka kana munhu asiri kufara nekuti zvido zvevanhu hazvisi kuitwa, iye zvasiyana nezuva ranhasi. Zuva ranhasi harinei nezvido zvevanhu, rinei nerunyararo rwenyika yeZimbabwe, kuti Zimbabwe igotongwa nevene vayo, ichiraramiswa nevene vayo, ichisevenzerwa nekuvakwa nevene vayo. Hakuna hondo unogona kuenda panze uchifara uchidzoka, kana uchingwatorohwa panze warohwa nematsotsi, asi hakuna mabanditi, hakuna madissidents, hakuna any war we can talk about. We are now in a peaceful situation.
Tinotenda vamavaza regaiti gonzwa kuti vamlalazi ivo vari kuti chi ye Mr. Mlalazi. Your party, CCC, is a new party in all this. What's your take on the Unity Day? Do you think it is a day that is still relevant for most Zimbabweans?
Thank you very much and good evening. Sorry, I'd been cut off, so I didn't hear much of the contribution from other colleagues. Look, I think before we even look at the Unity Day, we must be able to look at where we are coming from as a people, where we are coming from as Zimbabwe. Our problems, major problems, began in 1963 when ZANU-PF was formed. ZANU-PF was formed based on divisions and chaos. Remember, this was after the NDP was banned. That was led by nationalists, people that had a vision, people that wanted to build a united nation going forward. Unfortunately, it was banned. And the likes of Robert Mugabe and others decided to say, no, we can't be led by a Joshua Nkomo, who comes from a minority tribe. They then formed the ZANU-PF. And our problem began. Our problems of disunity, our problems of chaos began in 1963. Fast forward, you know, during the liberation struggle, our fathers fought for that country called Zimbabwe. And it was out of love when young men and young women left their home, the comfort of their home, to say we want to liberate this country. But there were divisions based on 1963. We know for a fact that there were fights between the liberation movement, ZANLA and ZIPRA. Fast forward 1980, there was a tribal war waged by ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe that was meant to deal with ZAPU, that was meant to deal with those that supported Nkomo. So we see a continuation, and Nkomo and ZIPRA were beaten to submission. We know that there are quite a number of comrades that were shot, like Njini Ntuta in Wange, who was shot at close range. And we know who the killers were and who had sent them. We know the 5th Brigade, that they had one mission, and the mission was to go and crush ZAPU in Matebele land. So these are the problems, and this is what led to what they call the Unity Accord. For me, that was not a Unity Accord. That was a submission by ZIPRA and Joshua Nkomo to say our people are dying. So as leaders, we can't continue to be silent. We'd rather submit so that we can save the people's lives that were being lost. On a daily basis, hundreds of people were being killed. Mothers were being butchered in Cholocho, in Kezi, everywhere. In Lower Gwelo, where I come from, houses were being burnt, and the ZAPU leadership had to submit, which is what Robert Mugabe wanted. And after submission, they then come and say, we have got a unity accord. We see today we are a divided nation. We don't agree on anything. If you do not agree with ZANU-PF, they will beat you. If you do not agree with ZANU-PF, they will attack you. If you do not agree with ZANU-PF, you will be called names, you will be called Mtengesi, you will be called a puppet. This is what has brought us here. It is ZANU-PF. They strive on unity, they strive on chaos.
Thank you there, Mr. Mlalazi. You raise a lot of points that we would want Mr. Mavaza to respond to. But before we go back to Mr. Mavaza, we will go back to Mr. Dube there. Dube, kuthiwa isivumelwano lesi senziwa okungela ukuvumelana kodwa kwakuyimbamba ngamandla. Wena ukubona njani ngamafitshane lokho?
Ngiyabonga mnewethu ukuthi sivumelaneni labantu abanye abafuna ukuthola in my leg. Ngokuthi bakhulume ngokuthi kwakha abantu ngegugurawundi kanje, kwakha abantu ngegugurawundi kanje. Iqiniso yikuthi umuntu owayesenza lito wayesebenzisa ipolisi, kungaze kutshintshe kufakwe bani, kutshintshe kufakwe bani. Ezongileyo ipolisi yabunjwa kanjalo ayitshintshi. Njalo engikwaziyo yikuthi yinto engasozime masinya ngaphandle kokuthi abantu beZimbabwe baze baziphakamele bona, babekwazi ukuthi into ezazikhulunywa ngoJoshua Nkomo ukuthi lizathengisa amatamatisi lize liyehlika lapho kugcina khona umgwaqo kusele kothenga komunye zizalilanda. Abantu kabakunanzeleli ukuthi into esayitshelwayo yesiyilandelayo, into eyakhulunywa ngoJoshua Nkomo yonke iyenzakala. Mina eze zitra mmele amazitra asivume ukuthi yikho kwalwelwa ngabantu lokhu siyala. Kodwa-ke ipolisi yaliphathi eyiyo egavenayo ithi yona yikho abakufunayo khonokho. Okwama-individual abantu behlupheka, abantu bahlupheka eZimbabwe yonke le. Kodwa abantu abangakwana lezeni banonile baleziso. Angazi, angikholwa ukuthi yikho engangikudubulela mina. Ngiyabonga baba, inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu ngaleli lizwe.
Siyabonga
namandla besetshenziswa eBritain. IBritain ayikaphumi eZimbabwe, kumele siphike ukwenzela ukuthi izane amandla aphele, ngoba izane izichatsha basebenzisa ukuyizela ukuthi izane ngama-individual.
Ye, siyabonga Dube. Mana sithi uma waza laphana angene ake aphendule konke lokhu elikuchoyo. Yes, Mr. Mabaza, tirikuona apa vari kuti aiwa hapana kuita chitenderano, vanhu vakamanikidzwa kuti vange vachibvuma kuti vagare pasi vaite inonzi Unity Accord. Uyezve kuri kunzi aiwa nanhasi anosimudza musoro anobva arowa musoro nezanup f. Izvi muri kunozviona sei?
Aiwa, uku ndokunonzi kunyeba kusina maturo. This is a blue lie. Chekutanga, ZANU-PF was formed not on a tribal basis. It was formed on opinion differences. ZANU-PF wanted to go into the war straight away. Vangomo vaida kuchiita negotiation. Saka ZANU-PF yakaenda iri combatant. That was not anything to do with tribes. We had so many people from Matabeleland who were in ZANU-PF. And again, ZANU-PF is not an oppressive party. It is very disappointing to hear a war vet like Dube saying that this is what is the position, which is not true. And again, I want us to understand.
Thank you, Mr. Mabaza. Time is not on our side to ask Mr. Mlalazi to wrap off a very short closing there, Mr. Mlalazi.
Yeah, you see, it's unfortunate that this guy on the other side does not understand history, and unfortunately at his age, we cannot assist him. It's too late. Don't go like a Zagandaro, Baba. But all what we are saying is that Zimbabwe is where it is today because it lacks leadership. Zimbabwe is where it is today, divided as we are. We do not agree on anything.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mlalazi.
People are applying for passports, they want to go. And what unity can we talk about?
Thank you, Mr. Mlalazi. Our time is no longer allowing.
Someone is applying for passport.
That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for participating today. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kangube.